And so I am going to go ahead and begin the required reading for a design advice request.
Julie, I believe you read it at the start of the hearing for OMSI. You don't need to do it again.
You are correct. This is our second design advice request of the day. Is there anyone here who would like to provide public comment?
They're all left.
Okay, there will be no public comment. Should you change your mind, there is a sign-up sheet on the counter at the gray wall where the clock is mounted. All right, as soon as Commissioner Don returns, we will begin item number 4 on our agenda, which is actually item number 3 on our agenda because we have not yet covered items of interest. A design advice request for Great Scott at Northeast 7th and East Burnside, EA19-181500DA. And Tim Herron is the planner for this case. Tim, Commissioner Don is not here. It's up to you whether you want to get started with the intro materials.
Here he comes.
I could, if you'd like, as we're waiting for Don to cue in, I could just touch items of interest for a moment.
No, here he is.
Because you're probably going to want to leave as soon as this one's over. I didn't necessarily have any specific items of interest other than just to remind you that I know there's been some attendance moving around. Some people are available or not available, or if your schedule's changed, just please be in constant contact if your schedule changes, or if you're, especially if you're available. The gymnastics I've been doing, ensuring we have a quorum for the next 5 hearings, has been nothing short of amazing.
And there is incredible stuff on the agenda that merits the attention of specific commissioners.
And so my point in that is, obviously you're available when you're available, and if you're not, you're not. Getting your comments prior to a hearing, if you review the material, even though you're not at the hearing, please send your comments to the planner, to the chair, to myself. I mean, ideally all 3, so we could cover bases and read your comments into the record. It's invaluable if you miss one DAR, but you're at the second one, that the applicant and the staff kind of get where you're headed. You obviously can't vote if you're not at a hearing, but even at a land use review hearing, you're going to be listening to the tapes anyway. You're going to be listening to materials anyway if you can participate on future hearings. So if we could have some essence of where you're at in your absence, it's everybody wins. So that's kind of, I understand everyone's schedules. But as we stitch together, a lot of important things are going to happen in this last quarter of 2019, particularly DOZA. But obviously, some of these Central City Master Plans, you're going to see Riverscape Central City Master Plan now is on the agenda for October 3rd. We actually specifically...
Thank you for moving that.
We specifically moved that off of October 10th because 2 certain landscape architects at the dais are not available on the 10th. We're working really hard to maximize as much of you to attend as possible, but in your absence, please fill in the gaps with your notes. A quick email. It doesn't necessarily have to be a package of information with red lines all through it, though I do appreciate that, Commissioner Bryan. But even if it's just hotspot points, context, public realm, quality and permanence, bullets, extremely helpful.
Okay.
So, Tim, the October 17th, I mentioned to you that there are 2 very important projects to have hearings, and I'm going to be away from, I think, 7th through the 15th. I'm not going to have time to review those stuff.
So I was going to get back to you on that. Right now, what I'm thinking around that, Zeri, is... what we're going to try and do is make available to you information prior to your departure, hopefully.
That would be great.
That's what we're shooting for. And then you'll have that. I know you're a hard copy commissioner versus a digital.
Yeah, but if I get the stuff, especially the staff's thinking and ahead of time electronically, that's fine. Okay.
So know that when Laura or Brian, but usually Laura, sends out her emails that have those links, they are links to all the material we have available. So you'll be en route or in South Carolina, I believe.
Right.
know that you could pull that information up, and also know that Laura's emails often have, I mean, just read them thoroughly. They're not boilerplate necessarily. I mean, they're really helpful links. They have links to individual links to the materials, and obviously contact information for the planners. And I can't say it enough. If you want to reach out to the planner first before you go figure out a complicated situation, do it. Just pick up the phone, call the planner, say, I need some help with this issue. Let them talk you through it so that you're not figuring it out all yourself in the dark. I know some commissioners don't like to do it that way. They do it the other way. They just go and check in on the backside, make sure they got everything. I know some commissioners are pinched for time and just like, can I get the short version of some of these issues? And then I'm going to read the material. So whatever works, we're here to help you make it easier. So Zeri, I hope that we're able on that situation to front load you information. At worst, you'll have all the information when you're abroad or abroad, on the east side digitally. And then there's going to be a hard copy.
I only have really 5 hours on Sunday of that week. I'm going to a wedding and then I'm going to a conference. So.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I appreciate you offering where you can.
Any other items of interest?
No. I'll just quick follow up with Tim. I made some comments on a project coming up on the 17th. Does that mean I need to listen to the whole transaction that what occurred at that date, or will my comments suffice to put me in standing to be at that meeting?
You mean a certain really tall building on a certain quarter block in a certain Pearl District?
That would be it.
Yes, you need to review the material. It is riveting,
Pardon?
Commissioner. It was riveting. You'd enjoy it.
Okay.
I'm not joking.
So he's you can do ex parte. You mean claim ex parte rather than,
Well, okay. I've sent some comments in, but I was not in attendance.
Right. Oh, so because Commissioner Don wasn't present, what he would need to do is listen to the tapes, and what he would declare is, I wasn't at the hearing, but I did provide notes, but I also listened to the tapes and reviewed and subsequently basically was present, so that he could participate on the 17th.
Okay.
Which would be a good one.
Okay, all good. I'm going to move us on to Great Scott, which is the final item on our agenda. Sorry about the late start. It's been a very busy day.